Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're diving deep into AI agents,
Oh, yeah.
specifically OpenAI's new Operator.
Right.
We've got tons of articles, demos, research papers,
Tool.
all about how this thing could be a total game changer.
Yeah, it really could be huge.
So, ready to cut through the hype and get to the good stuff?
Absolutely. AI is so fascinating right now.
Okay.
An operator is especially interesting. You know,
Yeah.
it goes way beyond simple AI tasks.
Right.
It's actually using computer interfaces just like we do.
Yeah. Okay. So for those who haven't been glued to the tech news lately,
Sure.
could you give us a quick rundown of what Operator is?
Yeah, so basically think of it as this AI
Okay.
that can use a web browser,
Huh?
but remotely in the cloud.
Oh, wow.
It can do almost anything you can do in a browser.
Really?
Like click buttons, fill out forms, navigate websites,
Wow.
the whole thing.
So it's not just processing information like a chatbot then.
No, not just that.
It's actually interacting with the digital world in a
Ryan.
whole new way.
Yeah. Exactly. And the demos OpenAI has released,
Yeah.
they're pretty mind-blowing.
What are they showing?
Well, they've shown it booking a restaurant reservation through OpenTable,
No way.
ordering groceries on Instacart, even buying tickets on StubHub.
So all those everyday tasks we wish we could delegate, freeing up our time for more interesting things.
Exactly.
Let's see.
And it's not just simple tasks either.
Okay, what else can it do?
So in one demo, they gave Operator a handwritten shopping list,
Oh, wow.
and it used Instacart to buy all the items
Okay.
from a specific store.
Ah.
It even used GPT-4's vision capabilities to recognize the handwriting.
Oh, that's really impressive.
Right.
GPT-4, of course, is that powerful AI model.
Yeah.
It's known for understanding and generating text,
Right.
but being able to process a handwritten list
Yeah.
and then navigate an online grocery store, that's next level stuff.
It is.
So what else?
Well, what's even more remarkable is it can handle multiple tasks at the same time. Yeah, in one demo, it booked Warriors tickets, found tennis court reservations, ordered pizza, and even searched for house cleaners
All at
all
once.
at the same time.
That's insane.
I know.
It's like having a super efficient personal assistant
It really is.
that never gets tired or overwhelmed.
Yep.
I mean, who wouldn't want that?
Right. Before we all run out and get our own digital assistants, though,
Yeah, good
we
point.
need to remember Operator's still in its research preview phase.
Oh, right.
It's not a finished product, and it can make mistakes,
Sure.
but the potential here is undeniable.
Totally agree.
It's massive.
So you mentioned GPT-4 earlier. Is
Yeah.
that what's powering Operator?
It's actually a new computer-using agent model called CUA.
Cool.
Yeah, it combines GPT-4's vision with some advanced reasoning,
Oh, wow.
and it uses something called reinforcement learning.
Okay, reinforcement learning. Can you break that down for us a bit?
Sure. So it's kind of like training a dog, you
Okay.
know?
Okay.
You reward good behavior, and over time, it learns to do what you want.
Right.
CUA uses that same approach to learn how to use websites and finish tasks.
Oh, interesting.
It receives feedback on its actions and gets better over time.
So it's not just programmed to follow a set of rules, it's learning and improving through experience.
Exactly.
Wow.
And that's a key difference.
Always.
So, like traditional software needs these specific APIs.
Right. Application programming interfaces.
Yeah, to interact with websites. But CUA, it doesn't need that. It can potentially use almost any website,
Wow.
regardless of whether it has an API or not.
So it just understands what it sees on the screen
Exactly.
and how to interact with it.
Yeah, like a human would.
That's huge.
Oh.
So CUA's ability to learn through reinforcement learning opens up a whole new world of possibilities for AI agents.
Totally.
They could potentially interact with any website or software,
Right.
regardless of how it's set up technically. That's amazing.
Yeah, it could be a real shift in how we interact with technology.
Okay, so we've heard about some impressive demos,
Yeah.
but how do we know Operator actually works reliably in the real world?
Well, they've been using these benchmark tests
Okay.
like OSWorld and WebArena.
And what do those tell us?
So on OSWorld, which tests general computer use,
Okay.
CUA got a 38.1% success rate.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's a big jump from the previous best, which was 22%.
Right.
Human performance on that same benchmark is around 72.4%.
So there's room for improvement, but it's definitely making
Oh,
progress.
for sure.
And what about Web Arena? How did it do on web browsing tasks?
58.1%,
Okay.
which beat the previous best of 36%.
Wow, so it can really navigate and interact with websites effectively.
Yeah, and what's really impressive is that it did this without any special access to the websites
Oh, wow.
or their code.
So it's just using its understanding of visual information
Yeah.
and how to interact with the interface like a human would. So while Operator may not be ready to replace us entirely,
Right.
it can clearly handle a lot of different tasks
Yeah.
with a decent amount of accuracy.
Yeah.
And as the tech gets better, those success rates should keep going up.
They should.
And OpenAI is constantly working on Kua,
Oh, yeah.
refining it and improving its abilities.
Yep.
So as they get more data and feedback from users, operators should become even smarter and more capable.
Absolutely.
And speaking of feedback,
Yeah.
one researcher actually put Operator through its paces
Oh, cool.
and graded its performance in three key areas:
Okay, what were they?
reasoning computer use and the overall browser and tech experience.
Makes sense.
And get this,
Why?
the researcher gave Operator an A plus for its reasoning abilities.
Wow, A plus.
That's right. They were really impressed with its character recognition, understanding of screenshots, and how accurately it could identify items and images.
That's awesome.
Right. An A plus for reasoning, that's a high bar.
It is.
What about its actual computer use skills?
So it got a solid A for that.
Okay.
There were a few hiccups at first with things like Reddit and Instacart, but once it had login credentials and access to saved info,
Like we all do.
exactly, its
Right.
performance really took off.
So basically, it was able to use those existing digital profiles to navigate those platforms better.
Or beginning at a cheat sheet
Yeah,
for
exactly.
those websites.
Okay, so two, as so far, not bad at all. What about the overall browser and tech experience?
That was its weakest area.
Oh.
It got a B. So
That.
the virtual browser itself worked well, but using a remote environment could sometimes cause delays
Right.
and some security
That
roadblocks.
makes sense.
But these are all technical challenges that OpenAI is actively working on.
Okay, so a B for the overall tech experience.
Yeah.
Not perfect,
Yep.
but still pretty impressive for something that's still in its early stages. And as more people use Operator and give feedback, they'll be able to keep refining its performance
Right.
and smooth out those technical wrinkles.
Exactly. And they're also working on an API for Kua.
Oh, wow.
So developers can integrate its capabilities into their own apps and services.
That's really exciting.
Is.
An API would open up so many possibilities. Developers could use Kua's power and flexibility
Yeah.
to create all sorts of new innovative apps.
Think about it. AI agents helping us with everything.
Wow.
Booking travel, managing our finances, even writing code and designing websites.
The possibilities are endless.
They are.
It's crazy.
Okay.
So we've covered a lot here.
We have.
Operator's capabilities, the technology behind it, its performance on benchmark tests,
Right.
even some early user feedback.
We've just scratched the surface, though.
I know, right?
There's so much more to explore when it comes to AI agents
Absolutely.
and how they could impact our lives.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's talk about something a little less serious for a second.
Okay.
Remember those researchers testing Operator?
Yeah.
Well, they decided to have some fun
Oh, that's cool.
and see how it would handle a classic computer game,
Oh, which one?
Minesweeper.
Minesweeper.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So for anyone who hasn't played it, Minesweeper is a game that takes logic, strategy,
Yep.
and a bit of luck.
Right.
I was pretty skeptical that an AI could handle it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But,
So how did it do?
well, at first it really struggled with the rules.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was making random clicks and not flagging mines effectively. It was like watching someone play Minesweeper for the very first time.
Okay.
Just a lot of trial and error.
So not a Minesweeper prodigy right away.
No, not exactly.
But did it eventually catch on?
That's the amazing thing about machine learning.
What happened?
With every game it played, it got better.
Oh, cool.
It learned from its mistakes and refined its strategies, so it was actually learning how to play.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
And after a 24-minute gaming marathon,
What?
it actually won.
No way.
It finished a game of Minesweeper without blowing itself up.
That's wild.
I know, right? It mastered a game that takes logic, strategy, and even a bit of intuition.
It's amazing that an AI could be so good at Minesweeper.
It really is.
It's a big win for AI in general.
I think so.
It shows that AI agents can learn and adapt to really complex tasks, even ones that need strategic thinking and problem solving.
Totally. And it just goes to show the power of reinforcement learning
Right.
by consistently getting feedback on its actions.
Yep.
Operator was able to improve and eventually master this game.
That's
It
awesome.
really highlights the potential of AI
Yeah.
to learn and adapt even in areas we usually think of as human intelligence.
Like intuition.
Exactly.
It's really cool.
Okay, so we've seen operator book restaurants buy groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And even conquer Minesweeper.
That's right.
What's next for this amazing AI agent?
That's the big question, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, operator's still in its early stages.
Uh-huh.
But the potential uses are huge.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
You could see AI agents like this totally changing how we interact with technology.
Absolutely.
In our personal and professional lives.
It's almost like we're at the start of a new era.
Yeah.
Where tech becomes less about learning complex interfaces.
Right.
And more about just telling an AI what you want it to do.
Exactly.
That's a great way to put it.
AI agents could become our digital partners.
Oh, yeah.
Handling all those everyday tasks that take up so much of our time.
Right.
And mental energy.
Imagine just telling your AI agent,
yeah,
book me a flight to Hawaii.
Right.
Or schedule a meeting with my team for next Tuesday.
And it just does it.
Yeah.
Wow, that would be amazing.
It would free up so much mental bandwidth for us to focus on more creative and strategic work.
Or even just more fulfilling things.
Right.
It's really exciting.
It is. But let's step back for a moment.
Okay.
And think about the potential downsides.
Yeah, that's important.
What are some of the challenges or risks?
Sure.
As AI agents like Operator become more common?
Well, one of the biggest challenges is making sure these AI agents are reliable and trustworthy.
Oh, yeah. That's crucial.
We need to be confident they'll do what's best for us.
Right.
And not make decisions that could hurt us or others.
Right. We've all seen those sci-fi movies where AI goes rogue and causes chaos.
Hopefully reality won't be like that.
Hopefully not.
But we have to remember that AI is a tool.
Right.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or bad.
Yeah.
It all comes down to how we design, develop, and use these systems.
So responsible development and use are key.
Definitely.
Okay. So what are some steps we can take
mm-hmm.
to make sure AI agents are used safely and ethically?
Well, transparency is really important.
Okay.
We need to know how these AI systems make decisions and what data they use. That way we can identify any biases or problems and fix them before they become serious.
Makes sense. We don't want AI agents making things worse.
Exactly. We don't want them continuing societal biases or making unfair decisions.
Okay, what else?
We also need clear guidelines for human oversight and control.
Oh, yeah, that's important.
It's crucial that we can step in and override AI decisions.
Right, so it's not about giving AI complete control.
No. Not at all.
It's about creating a partnership
mm-hmm.
where humans and AI work together, each using their strengths to get the best results.
Exactly.
And that brings it to another important point.
Okay.
The potential impact of AI agents on the workforce.
Ah, yes. The big question.
The one that always comes up with AI.
Will it take our jobs?
Exactly.
Well, AI agents will definitely automate some tasks that are currently done by humans.
Yeah.
And that could lead to job losses in some areas.
That's a valid concern.
It is.
And one we need to address proactively. We don't want technology only benefiting a few people.
Right.
While leaving others behind.
Definitely not.
But it's important to remember that tech advancements have always led to new jobs and industries throughout history.
That's true.
The key is to adapt and evolve alongside the technology.
Absolutely.
So instead of fearing AI, we should see it as an opportunity.
Okay.
To learn new skills and create new paths for growth and prosperity.
I totally agree.
AI agents could help us work more efficiently,
right.
solve complex problems, and unlock new levels of creativity and innovation. It's like that saying, work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
AI could be the key to that.
It could.
It could also help us address some of the world's biggest challenges.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Imagine AI agents working with scientists to develop new cures for diseases.
Wow.
Or engineers creating sustainable energy solutions.
Mm.
Or policymakers coming up with strategies to fight climate change.
It's really inspiring to think about.
It is, but it's also important to remember the potential risks and challenges.
Right, yeah.
We need to be mindful of the ethical implications.
Yeah.
Ensure responsible development and use.
Mm.
And address the impact on the workforce.
Absolutely.
It's a balancing act.
It is.
But one we have to do if we want to use AI to make the world a better place.
I agree.
I'm reminded of that Arthur C. Clarke quote.
Which one?
Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
It really applies to AI agents.
For sure.
They seem almost magical in how they do these complex tasks.
Ah.
And learn from experience.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It really shows how ingenious and creative humans can be.
We've made these incredible tools.
Right.
Now we just have to make sure we use them wisely.
Exactly. And for the benefit of everyone.
For sure.
Okay, so we've talked about the potential benefits and risks of AI agents.
We have.
We've explored the tech that makes them possible.
Yep.
And considered the ethical implications and impact on society. But before we wrap up, I want to go back to something we mentioned earlier.
Okay.
The potential for AI agents to help with scientific discoveries and innovation.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. AI agents could really change how we do research in fields like medicine materials, science, you know.
Oh, yeah. Like they could analyze these massive data sets.
Right.
Find patterns and even come up with hypotheses.
Exactly.
They'd be like superpowered research assistants.
Yeah, basically crunching through data so much faster than humans ever could.
And they could also connect research from different areas.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like imagine an AI agent linking a genetic study with an environmental one.
Wow.
Leading to totally new discoveries.
That's amazing. It'd be like having a multidisciplinary expert on your team.
Right. It could see the bigger picture and connect all these dots.
Exactly. And it's not just about analyzing data either.
Nope.
AI agents could help design and run experiments too.
Yeah, they could automate tasks, optimize resources, the whole thing.
Streamlining the whole research process.
Yeah. Basically making it more efficient and effective.
And we can't forget about innovation in other areas.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
AI agents could help develop new products.
Right.
Improve existing services. Even create whole new industry.
It's like having a brainstorming partner who never stops.
Right. Always coming up with new ideas.
Yeah, and never gets tired.
That's wild.
AI agents could spark a new wave of innovation.
I think so.
Helping us solve problems and create a better future.
Okay, so we've talked about how AI agents could revolutionize research innovation and even our daily lives.
Right.
But what about the bigger picture?
Okay.
How do you see them shaping society as a whole?
Well, that's a tough question.
Yeah, it's a big one.
But I think AI agents have the potential to make society more efficient, more productive, and more equitable.
More equitable. How so?
Well, they could help personalize education, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Like tailoring materials to each student's needs and giving them customized support.
So it would level the playing field for students from different backgrounds.
Exactly. Everyone would have access to a quality education.
That's amazing. It's about using AI to empower people.
Yeah.
And give everyone a chance to succeed.
Right, no matter their circumstances.
And what about healthcare?
Oh, yeah. AI could definitely improve healthcare, too.
Oh,
it could give personalized medical advice.
Okay.
And even help with diagnoses and treatment.
So it's not just about automating tasks. It's about enhancing human capabilities.
Exactly.
And addressing these major societal problems.
Right. And that brings us to a really important point.
What's that?
Responsible AI development.
Oh, yeah. We have to make sure these tools are used for good.
Right. Not for bad.
We've all seen those sci-fi movies where AI goes wrong and takes over.
Hopefully that won't happen in real life.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
But it's good to be aware of the risks.
Yeah, and to take steps to avoid them.
Exactly. So how do we do that?
We need to design AI systems that are transparent, accountable.
Okay.
And aligned with our values.
So it's not just about the technology itself.
Nope.
It's about the ethical framework guiding it.
Right. We have to make sure AI agents benefit all of humanity.
Exactly. Not just a select few.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've covered a lot in this deep dive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Capabilities of AI agents, the tech behind them.
Mm-hmm.
Potential applications, and societal impacts.
It's a lot to take in.
It is. We've also talked about the benefits and risks.
Right.
The need for responsible AI development.
For sure.
And creating a future where AI helps us and makes the world a better place.
Absolutely.
We've seen how AI agents can automate things.
Yeah.
Analyze data, solve problems, even create art.
They can do so much.
It's clear this tech could totally change our world.
It really could.
It's an amazing time to be alive.
It is.
To see this happening right in front of us.
It's exciting and a little scary.
Yeah, it's like we're exploring this brand new territory.
Yeah, like those early explorers.
Right, setting sail for unknown lands.
That's a great analogy.
They were adventurous, but also knew they were facing the unknown.
Definitely, there were so many risks.
We need that same courage and wisdom as we navigate the world of AI.
I agree.
And keep our ethical compass pointed in the right direction.
For sure.
So we've talked a lot about what Operator can do.
Yeah.
But what's it actually like to use?
Well, based on the demos and what people are saying,
mm-hmm.
it seems pretty intuitive and user-friendly.
Oh, well, that's good.
You can talk to it naturally.
Okay.
Like you would with a human assistant.
So no need for complex coding or confusing interfaces?
Nope. It's all about making tech easier for everyone to use.
That's a key point.
Yeah.
AI agents could democratize access to technology.
Yeah, giving everyone the power to use it.
Exactly. And it's also about making us more productive and efficient.
Oh, definitely. Imagine being able to delegate all those boring, repetitive tasks.
And focus on more meaningful work.
Right. It's like having a tireless assistant who's always there.
That sounds pretty amazing.
It does. And this is just the beginning.
I know, right?
As AI keeps evolving, we'll see even more amazing AI agents.
Changing our lives in ways we can't even imagine yet.
It's going to be wild.
Okay, so we've covered a lot in this deep dive. Capabilities of AI agents, the tech, the benefits, the risks, the user experience.
And the ethical implications, the impact on jobs, and the bigger societal implications.
But before we wrap things up,
okay,
I want to go back to something we talked about earlier.
Sure.
The potential for AI agents to contribute to scientific discoveries and innovation. You mentioned AI agents could change research.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like, picture AI agents working with scientists, analyzing huge data sets, finding patterns, even coming up with new hypotheses.
Wow.
They could really speed up discoveries in medicine materials, science, climate change, all sorts of fields.
So, like, research assistants on steroids?
Yeah. Pretty much. They can crunch data way faster than humans.
And you said they could connect research from different areas.
Right. Like, imagine an AI agent seeing the links between a genetic study and an environmental one. And that leads to some breakthrough discovery.
It'd be like having an expert who understands all these different fields.
Exactly. They could see the bigger picture and connect the dots.
And it's not just analyzing data either.
Nope. They could help design and run experiments, too.
Really?
Automating tasks, optimizing resources, all that.
Making the whole research process more efficient.
Exactly.
And we can't forget about innovation in other areas, too.
Oh, for sure. AI agents could help us create new products and services, improve existing ones, even come up with entirely new industries.
It's like having a brainstorming partner who never runs out of ideas.
Exactly. And they're always up to date on the latest trends in tech.
That's pretty powerful.
It is. AI could really drive a new wave of innovation.
I think so.
Helping us solve problems and create a better future.
So we've talked about research innovation, daily life.
Mm-hmm.
What about the really big picture? How do you see AI shaping society as a whole?
That's a tough one, but I think it has the potential to make society more efficient, more productive, and more equitable.
More equitable? How so?
Well, look at education. AI agents could personalize learning.
Okay.
Tailoring materials to each student's needs, giving them customized support.
That would be huge for students from disadvantaged backgrounds.
Exactly. It would give them a real chance to succeed.
So using AI to empower people and create opportunities for everyone.
Right, regardless of their background.
And what about healthcare? You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, AI could do a lot there too, providing personalized medical advice, maybe even helping with diagnoses and treatment.
So it's not just about replacing humans then?
No, it's about augmenting our abilities and using AI to tackle these big societal problems.
That makes sense, but we have to make sure it's done responsibly.
Absolutely.
We need to talk about responsible AI development.
Yeah, we can't just ignore the potential risks.
Right, we've all seen those movies where AI takes over and things go bad.
Right, but those are just stories.
Yeah.
The important thing is to be aware of the risks and take steps to avoid them.
So how do we do that?
Well, we need to design AI systems that are transparent and accountable.
Okay.
Systems that are aligned with our values as humans.
So it's not just about the technology itself.
Nope.
It's about the ethical framework guiding its development.
Exactly. We need to ensure that AI benefits everyone, not just a select few.
That's a great point. Okay. So in this deep dive, we've explored a lot about AI agents.
We have the capabilities, the technologies, the potential benefits and risks, the societal implications.
The importance of responsible AI development and creating a future where AI helps us build a better world.
It's been a fascinating discussion.
It really has. We've seen how AI agents can automate, analyze, solve problems, even create.
It's incredible what they can do.
Is this technology could change everything.
I think so.
It's such an exciting time to be alive.
It is to see this all happening right in front of us.
It's a time for exploration and pushing boundaries.
But also a time for caution and making sure we use this technology wisely.
Absolutely. We have to remember that AI is a human creation.
Right.
It reflects our values and our choices.
And it's up to us to guide its development and make sure it serves humanity.
This deep dive has given me so much to think about.
Me too.
And I hope it's done the same for you, our listeners.
This is just the beginning of the AI journey.
It really is. There's so much more to come, and it's both exciting and a bit uncertain.
Definitely.
So as we wrap up today, we want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
Imagine a world where AI is seamlessly integrated into our lives, helping us to be more productive, more creative, more connected.
That would be incredible.
What would that world look like?
Yeah.
And what role would you play in shaping it?
Those are great questions.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI agents.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep imagining the possibilities.